and the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Carpenter, welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Clifton Webb and Burl Ives. And now here's Philco's little boy, Blue of the Night, Bing Crosby.
Thank you, thank you. Say, Ken, while I pitch the overture to the patrons, would you run out for me for a minute and see if you can find my moose?
Well, why do you have the animal downtown this time of night, anyway?
Well, I tell you, I had the handsome beast over at Westmore's beauty parlor this afternoon. We're going to take some pictures, and we wanted to put a water wave in his rack. See if we get him to curl
what
up there.
What's your moose getting all dolled up for?
Well, there's a big test going on at Paramount tomorrow. That moose may wind up as Hope's next leading lady.
Oh.
Anyhow, Ken, start hunting for Hollywood's newest box office smash while I invite the populace to come to the Mardi Gras. Mr. Trotter, Rhythm Ayers, drop one on me, hmm? I heard them sing, come to the Mardi Gras. It was Rio in spring, time for Mardi Gras. I saw her there, confetti in her hair, swept along by the throng. 'Twasn't long till we met. When we kissed, my heart beat faster, faster than a castanet. We watched the moon come to the Mardi Gras, like a painted balloon,
like a painted balloon
at the Mardi Gras.
At the Mardi Gras.
Romance was ours beneath Brazilian stars. Love is there in the air, everywhere that you are. Make your sweetest dreams for two come true, come to the Mardi Gras.
All of Rio was dressed for fiesta that night. With gaiety and laughter, every lover's heart was light. Though the town was on a spree, a joyous jubilee.
I was lonely, just a stranger, till they called to me. I heard them sing,
come to the Mardi Gras.
It was Rio in spring, time for Mardi Gras. I saw her there, confetti in her hair, swept along by the throng. 'Twasn't long till we met. When we kissed, my heart beat faster, faster than a castanet. We watched the moon,
Brazilian moon,
come to the Mardi Gras, like a painted balloon,
like a painted balloon
at the Mardi Gras.
At the Mardi Gras.
Romance was ours beneath Brazilian stars. Love is there in the air, everywhere that you are. Make your sweetest dreams for two come true, come to the Mardi Gras.
Come to the Mardi Gras, Brazilian Mardi Gras.
Your sweetest dreams for two come true at the Mardi Gras.
Say, Bing, you don't have to worry about your moose. He went over to Tom Brenneman's for a short bale of hay.
Oh, good. Now let's indulge in a short bale of commercial, huh?
Great, Bing. I'm ready now. You see, it's Philco week, and I'm busting out all over with radio bargains.
Busting out all over? Can you do anything for it? What do you do?
Hmm? Oh, you don't understand, Bing. This week, Philco dealers are giving away one of your records with every 1201.
I knew this day would have to come. Oh, yes. Inevitable. But, Ken, isn't Philco afraid that this will set back sales on the 1201? Retard them a little?
Au contraire, Bing. Uh-huh. It's a recording of two of your best songs.
Uh-huh.
Blue of the Night and Home on the Range.
Blue of the Night all the way through?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I'd like to hear that. I want to know how that middle part goes.
Well, the record is available only on this offer. Right. Regular deck of platter, but it's not for sale anywhere.
Who could sell it? You say they're giving it away?
With your autograph, too. A special record autographed by Bing for Philco Week only. It's a giant jamboree, greatest radio selling event in 6 years, celebrating the production of the 20 millionth Philco radio. And your Philco dealer's store is loaded with special offers and opportunities. Now, this is your big week to buy and save. See your Philco dealer this week, sure. Your chance for once-in-a-blue-moon opportunities on new 1948 Philco radios and radio phonographs.
This being Philco week, I think it's only fair to tell you that one of the records you're... Well, maybe I better sing a chorus of it for you. Then you can see if you want to go ahead with your determination to buy a 1201. You've been warned.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Philco's suave guest of the evening is a man who's equally at home in musical comedy, drama, or the tumbling snapshots. Ladies and gentlemen, Indiana's gift to sophistication, Mr. Clifton Webb.
Thank you, Bing. Bing, while your introduction to me was charming, it was hardly accurate.
Clifton, have I faux de pas?
Indiana did not give me to the world. It parted with me rather reluctantly.
Oh, the old Hoosier State has parted with a number of favorite sons, hasn't she, Cliff?
Cliff?
Yeah.
I'll thank you not to drop my tongue. But you're right, Bing.
The name is Harry, but I'll thank you to call me Bing.
Bing. Yes, Indiana's produced men like Booth Tarkington, George Ade, O.O. McIntyre, James Pitcomb Riley, Cole Porter, and Gideon Teep.
Gideon Teep, who is he?
I'm surprised at you, Bing, with your knowledge of music. Surely you've heard of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra.
Well, of course I have, but what does Gideon Teep do with the Philharmonic?
He's the man who wets the reeds for the bassoon player.
Oh! Excuse me. I've always thought they soaked them in Chateau Martin 29. I really did. Anyway, Clifton, it's quite a coup to have you with us tonight. You add just the proper touch of dignity to the proceedings.
Against overwhelming odds, I might add.
I've always admired the way you dress.
I've always admired the way you don't.
Contrary, my friend, I do. I always dress for the occasion.
What's the occasion tonight? Are you on your way to a rat race?
I am going to a pajama party at Dame May Whitty's.
Well, you're getting in with a pretty racy set there.
Oh, I can keep up. I'll keep. But you must have quite a wardrobe, Cliff. And you must have, really, because every time I see you, you're impeccably attired.
I'm impeccable when you don't see me. But I always try to wear the proper thing. I've worn something appropriate for your broadcast tonight, but unfortunately, you see, my valet misplaced my Indian suit.
Well, stick around. We might pick up a few feathers yet. A vectar, I don't know. But enough about us, Cliff. What's the news out of 20th Century Fox?
Well, currently, the studio is engaged in filming a picture entitled The Snake Pit, in which I do not appear.
Snake Pit, Snake Pit. That's interesting. We're going to have a movie that hisses back at the audience, I guess. Tell me about that other one. Oh, I got to hear this. The one they just previewed. How does Forever Amber look?
You'll never recognize her.
It figures, it figures.
Excuse me, Bing. Are you busy?
Well, Burl, I... Hey, Clifton, you know Burl, don't you?
I believe we've met. My, but you've gained weight, Milton.
Oh, no. Not Milton, Burl. This is Burl Ives, the wandering troubadour. It's
fireman's shirt.
Wandering?
Yes.
Well, from the looks of him, he's wandered quite a distance.
Spread out a little, yeah?
Yeah, I sure have. Say, Bing, I run into your moose up at the Brown Derby.
Up at the Derby? Well, that table-hopping quadruped. Ken told me that he went over to Brenneman's for a short bale of hay.
He did. He ate all the hay in Brenneman's place and then started munching on the flowers.
The flowers?
Yeah. There won't be any good neighbor orchids for 6 weeks to come.
Oh, this is really an emergency. The only thing Tom will have to pin on those sweet old ladies are the olives out of their martinis.
Forgive me for intruding, Bing, but just why has this portly gentleman interrupted our charming tete-a-tete?
Well, Burl's an old Philco fishing friend of mine, Cliff. He's about to head for the hills, and he dropped by to borrow a bucket of live bait.
How vulgar.
Why, Mr. Webb, don't you like to go fishing?
The mere contemplation of such an activity is nauseating.
That's hardly the cosmopolitan attitude, Clifton. Don't you like the great outdoors, where old Ma Nature keeps the air as fresh and as sweet as new pine needles?
I prefer the great indoors, where an air wick can do the same job.
Well, if that ain't a scandal for the jaybirds... Mr. Webb, don't you get any exercise at all?
Of course I do. Every morning I buckle on my own wristwatch.
If that's all the exercise you get, Mr. Webb, how do you keep so thin?
I sleep in tight pajamas.
Well, mine are tight on me, too.
Mine are crawlers.
I trust, Mr. Ives, that your taste in pajamas is better than the shirt you're wearing.
What's wrong with this shirt? It's a polo shirt.
My, how polo has fallen.
I think that's a stylish shirt Burl's wearing.
It looks like a tattoo I once had removed from an old aunt of mine.
Don't get sore, Milton. Yeah, let me bother for a minute. Harvey, listen, he's only kidding, really. Don't get burned. Yeah, when are you leaving on your fishing trip?
First thing in the morning, Bing. Boy, I can hardly wait to catch me a mess of catfish.
Catfish?
Sure, Cliff. There's no eating in the world like a mess of catfish fried in a skillet, a deep skillet with plenty of that good bacon grease.
Please, anyone, give me a bite at all.
Why, Mr. Webb, didn't you ever eat fried catfish?
I'd sooner eat fried cat.
Well, cat's darn good, too.
Especially with wild rice. Say, Burl, as long as this is Philco Week and we're both Philco lads, why don't we stop this chatter and serenade the folks with a couple of those fine tunes that you do so well on your own show?
Okay, Bing, how about a little blue tail fly?
This man will eat anything.
Oh, I can hear the song, Clifton.
Oh, I see.
Come on, Burl, let's hit something, will you?
Well, just a minute, Bing. Let me get my guitar in position.
Okay, you single trace it for a spell, and I'll come in and double harness with you right to the finale.
If I enjoy this, I'll never forgive myself.
Remember sweet Betsy from Pike, crossed the big mountain with her lover Ike, with two yoke of oxen, a big yaller dog, a tall Shanghai rooster, and one spotted hog. Hoodalang fall de dido, hoodalang fall de day.
My heart.
They soon reached the desert where Betsy give out. Down on the sand she lay rolling about. Ike, he gazed at her with sobs and with sighs. Quoth he, get up, Betsy, you get sand in your eyes.
Hoodalang fall de dido, hoodalang fall de day.
The Shanghai run off and the cattle all died.
And the last piece of bacon that morning was fried.
Ike got discouraged and Betsy got mad.
The dog wagged its tail and looked wonderfully sad.
Hoodalang fall de dido, hoodalang fall de day.
Long Ike and sweet Betsy attended a dance. Ike wore a pair of his Pike County pants.
Sweet Betsy was dressed up in ribbons and rings. Oh, Ike, you're an angel, but where are your wings?
Hoodledang, fall-de-dido, hoodledang, fall-de-day.
A miner come up, says, will you dance with me?
I will, you old hoss, if you don't make too free.
And I'll tell you the reason, do you want to know why?
Doggone, yeah, I'm chuck full of strong ale, kill I.
Hoodledang, fall-de-dido, hoodledang, fall-de-day.
Burl. Thank you, Burley. Milton.
Thank you.
Well, we got away with that one. Nobody got hurt. Milton, why don't we try another one?
Shoot.
In a canyon, in a cavern, excavating for a mine, dwelt a miner, 49er, and his daughter, Clementine.
Oh, my darling, Clementine, thou art gone, but not forgotten.
Oh, my darling, Clementine.
Drove she ducklings to the water every morning just at 9.
Hit her foot against a splinter, fell into the foaming brine.
Ruby lips above the water, blowing bubbles soft and fine.
But alas, I was no swimmer. Bloop bleep, rebop, bloop bleep, Clementine.
Oh, my darling, Clementine.
Take the tenor, plant you now, and dig you later, like a tater, Clementine.
Thank you, Burl.
Gentlemen, I enjoyed that very much, but I'll never know why.
Oh, I think basically you're an earthy man, but you just hate to admit it. Cliff, why is it that you've never done a radio program?
Probably for the same reason Rembrandt never drew a comic strip.
What's wrong with the radio?
To me, radio's like getting married. You whirl around until you find somebody you like, and after you've got it, you keep hoping that next week it'll be better.
Oh. Goes in a Reader's Digest, that I know. Middle of the book there. America. Say, you do listen to radio then, huh, to broadcast?
Oh, yes, yes, only when it's too damp out to play croquet. You know, I've noticed one especially appalling condition among musical shows.
What's that?
All the singers try to sound like you.
Mm. They do, huh? Sound like me?
Mm-hmm. Like you used to sound.
Oh.
Bing.
Hot.
You know, you were wonderful when I was a boy in Indiana.
Oh, Cliff, there now. When you were a boy, there was no Indiana. Don't give me that. Oh. Everybody go.
Crosby, really, Crosby. Now, really, really, really.
What?
Must you resort to low comedy to defend yourself?
I see. Two. Two, if I may borrow a French expression, chez.
Another unhealthy aspect of broadcasting is the number of so-called detective programs on the airwaves. I've heard so many private eyes on the air, I had to buy Harlequin glasses for my radio.
Philco, that is.
Yes,
no,
yes,
sorry.
Philco. Anyhow, those detective programs are all so fantastic, Bing. Every one of the sleuths are constantly being mauled, whipped, drugged, beaten, doped, or inhaled by a Hoover vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yes, they got to be in big trouble all the time. Tell me, Clifton, if you were a private eye, how would you go about it?
First of all, I would never be a private eye.
What then?
Tell him, Mr. Carpenter.
Presenting Clifton Webb, Private Face. The eyes, ears, and nose of crime.
Yes, I'm Clifton Webb, Private Face. In the Tenderloin District of San Francisco, the police were baffled by a series of 17 grisly murders. But the mystery of San Francisco's killer didn't bother me for a moment. Fortunately, my offices are in Denver, Colorado. There, high in the Rocky Mountains, I maintain headquarters with my assistant, a dullard named Crosbing. One crisp autumn morning, as I sat there high in the Rockies, Crosbing spoke to me.
Chief, let's move higher up in the Rockies, huh? My sinus is killing me.
Crosbing, there are times when I question your value to me. Remember, I deal in murder.
Yeah, well, start dealing.
Just then the door burst open and a very large guitar entered the office, dragging a man behind it.
Are you Webb, the private face?
I am, and I'll thank you not to talk so close into it. I detest the odor of catfish.
I'm in trouble. Somebody's out to kill me.
Immediately. Immediately, my assistant and I donned our mountain clothing, which I had purchased from an army surplus store, went out and mounted our pack mules, which I had purchased from an army surplus store, and got them started up the trail by giving them a few whacks, which I had also purchased from an army surplus store. We rode our mules for several hours, and when the going got too rough for them, we dismounted and rode Mr. Ives. 5 days later, Ives confessed to us that he was lost.
Mr. Webb, I'm lost.
For days, we wandered in the mountain forests, with nothing to eat but roast pheasant, truffles, lobster thermidor, veal scallopini, crepe Suzette, and Brussels sprouts, all of which I naturally had purchased from an army surplus store. But toward evening of the second day, Ives said,
I'm hungry. Boy, what I wouldn't give for a mess of catfish.
My fine, fat fellow, will you kindly dismount?
Oh, he got me.
Look, Chief, somebody shot Ives right out from under us.
Now we are lost.
Okay, you men, break it up. That'll do. Start scattering.
Just a minute. Who are you?
My card, sweetheart.
Hey, look at this card, Clifton. It's the Sam of Spades.
That's right, sweetheart. Sam Spade, license number 137596. I was sitting in my convertible outside, listening to this broadcast on my two-way wrist radio, and I decided I'd heard enough. Both ways.
Mr. Spade, I am in the midst of solving a crime. Scram.
Snake Clifton, this is the Sam Spade.
I don't care if he's the steam shovel.
Quiet, you well-dressed toothbrush. One more peep out of you. One more peep out of you, and I'll cut off your supply of wild root cream oil.
Oh, there, Seamus. Let's not go overboard. This man's my guest here.
And that goes for you, too, frog voice.
Oh, me. He's going to cut me off from Wildwood cream oil yet.
Now, who takes the rap for this rot? Is it you, Ladle Ears, or you?
I refuse to answer until I've talked with my astrologer.
Emma's on the stall here. I'm getting an answer from one of you, and I'm getting it now. Which one of you is going to sing?
Okay, Spade. I know when I'm trumped, I'll sing.
Oh, you're smarter than I figured, Cross. Let's have it.
Well, this is Philco Week, Spade, and if I sing, it's going to be a commercial.
Say, Bing, if you're going to sing a Philco commercial, I better get up and join you.
Sure, Burl. You and Clifton. Group, everybody. We'll make this a real clam bake. John Scott, put us in pitch, huh?
You get the finest radio today for the money that you pay. 20 million Philcos can't be wrong.
And for a phonograph that can't be beat, newest feature all complete, 20 million Philcos can't be wrong.
They gotta be good. They gotta be best.
Because a Philco is first choice by the buyer's test.
And so rely on a leader when you buy.
Let a Philco show you why.
20 million Philcos can't be wrong.
They gotta be good.
Good. Best, 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 best. Philco. Best by the buyer's test.
You bet.
And so rely on the leader when you buy.
Let a Philco show you why.
20 million Philcos can't be wrong.
Swell, gang. 20 million Philcos can't be wrong. And friends, you can't go wrong if you dash over to your Philco dealer before Philco Week ends. Don't miss your chance to save on brand new 1948 Philco radios and radio phonographs, plus a store full of special money-saving offers, extra added values, to celebrate the production of the 20 millionth Philco radio at your Philco dealer this week only.
Now I think you might like to hear a new tune by Peggy Lee and Dave Barber. I can't give this the full torch treatment like Peggy. She really lives when she sings this kind of a song, but I'll see if I can get the pilot light going a little bit. Just an old love of mine that began with dinner and wine. I thought everything would be fine, but now she's an old love of mine. Just an old dream gone wrong that began with the sweetest love song, and I've carried memories so long for just an old love of mine. So many times I've been lonely to do the things we would do, and I'd go back to remember, but I'd see all the people we knew. Oh, I tried to be gay, hoping you will see things my way. I can almost hear you say hello again. Oh, love of mine.
That about rounds out our round table for this evening. Before cutting across the lots to the Crosby Shack, I want to thank Clifton Webb, Burl Ives, and Howard Duff, who plays Sam Spade on the radio. Incidentally, he just finished a picture for Mark Hellinger called The Naked City. I want you all to see it. I want to thank all these fine gentlemen for coming up here and dropping in and helping us out tonight.
Tell me, Bing, who's your guest next week?
Well, Cliff, I tried to snag Joe Frisco, but he's such a big smash up at the Club Kona in El Cerrito, we just couldn't derrick him out. He's ensconced there. He's been held over for a fortnight now. However, we'll have some very charming people with us next week. We have a lovely young vocalist, Gail Robbins, and Victor Moore, and inasmuch as it'll be our Halloween show, Boris Karloff will be here, too.
Mm. We're going to do some real spooky stuff.
Good. Good. I'll call under my bed with my Philco portable and listen intently.
Hey, Bing.
Hi, Burl.
I'm going to be moseying along. Good night.
Good night, Burl, and thanks a lot.
I'm going to shove off, too, Kras, and remember, lay off ribbing us poor but honest detectives.
Okay, sweetheart.
I say. Before we all disband, Bing, I have an excellent idea. Why don't we all run out and see Daryl Zanuck's production, Gentleman's Agreement?
Well, good night. Who's going to pop for the tickets?
We'll send the bill to Zanuck.
Agreed, agreed. Good night, folks.
Good night, sir.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, with guests Victor Moore, Gail Robbins, and Boris Karloff. And remember, be sure to visit your Philco dealer this week. It's Philco Week, the greatest radio selling event in 6 years.